The way I see it, you and me got one thing to talk about, and that's what you are willing to do for me.
You should reward me accordingly.
Which bothers some men. The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
I volunteer as tribute.
We're going to find out that we're wanted in two states and probably considered armed and dangerous.
Friday, of course, is movie time here on The Takeaway, and that means, as always, we have our resident movie critic, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, with me in studio. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
It's great to have you. We've got two films today that we're going to be talking about. Baby Driver, director Edgar Wright has that new one, and also the little lovable yellow capsule Minions of Despicable Me 3 are coming, so we'll be talking about that. Let's get to some trivia first. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about the classic now, 1991, Thelma and Louise. Directed by Ridley Scott. A lot of people don't know that. That was too easy. But here's your trivia question for Thelma and Louise, which is coming up just in a couple of minutes here on the show. Of course, everybody remembers Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis, Thelma and Louise, in that big picture. Here's your trivia question, though. What two Hollywood stars were originally envisioned for the roles of Thelma and Louise and indeed wanted the part, but it never worked out? They're huge stars. You'll know the name when you hear them, so think about that. Don't answer now. Hey, if you know it on Twitter, what two Hollywood stars were originally supposed to be Thelma and Louise? Hit me on Twitter, at Todd Zwillick. See if you know it. All right, Rafer, let's go to Baby Driver. I mentioned this was Edgar Wright directing. Ansel Elgort is the baby driver, a young getaway driver who finds himself taking part in some crimes he didn't expect.
So you're just starting your day, or did you just get off?
Oh, I don't know if I ever get off. They call, I go, you know.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur. You drive around important people.
I guess I do.
Anyone I'd know?
I hope not.
Well, he's like a chauffeur, but not really. This has John Hamm, Jamie Foxx in it as well.
That's right. Excellent cast. Kevin Spacey as well, who plays the crime kingpin. The hook here is really that this young driver, played by Ansel Elgort, is like a teenager, and he has to have music, earbuds in his ears to drown out the tinnitus that was caused by a childhood trauma. And so that's kind of the hook here. And what that gives you is an excuse to have this fantastic rock soundtrack with, you know, John Spencer Blues Explosion and Queen and the Commodores and the Damned playing throughout this entire film. You know, if Edgar Wright, who did Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, if he weren't the guy doing this movie, it wouldn't work. But this is so much fun. It's so funny, so inventive, a little contrived, a strange premise that doesn't always work at every minute of the film. But for the most part, it's got such a wild energy and so much humor and such a great cast that it really works.
Well, we know Ansel Elgort from A Fault in Our Stars, right?
That's right, yes.
But the promo I saw online for this movie, Rafer, focused entirely on the soundtrack.
And it's just, it works like a charm when it's really like firing on all cylinders. It's a lot of fun, great car chase scenes. I was really, really pleased. And it's a very fresh, I think, and kind of different movie for this summer that doesn't feel quite like anything else that's out right now.
And just to make sure, worth seeing in the theater, because a great soundtrack means I can download that too and just listen to it on my own time.
Completely. And it's completely a big screen film. I mean, if you're a Smoking the Bandit fan, if you love any kind of car chase, you know, Eat My Dust, Gone in 60 Seconds, vintage car chase movies, you're going to love this film.
That's Baby Driver. Come for the soundtrack, stay for the rest of the movie, says Rafer Guzman. Despicable Me, everybody knows the Minions. I describe them as little yellow capsules, which is what they look like to me. They're cute. Of course, Steve Carell is in on this one. Trey Parker and Kristen Wiig. Let's listen.
Hello, Gru. How's your transition coming? You know, from world's worst villain to world's worst agent?
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV. Oh, that's right. You are. But then you get canceled.
Part of that clip sounds like South Park, and there's a reason why. That's Trey Parker.
Of course, that's right. He's playing a villain here named Balthazar Bratt. He was a child actor during the 80s, and of course, he's still clinging to that decade. So it's a lot of jokes about Rubik's Cubes and shoulder pads. But this is good for the parents. Again, soundtrack-wise, Nana, Aha, Phil Collins, Dire Straits. That's to keep the parents happy. Me, I've kind of given up disliking these films in any active way. I just kind of go with them now that they come around.
They wore you down.
They really did. This is where, you know, it's called Despicable Me 3, but of course we're four films in if you count the Minions spinoff. So by this point, you know, they're unobjectionable, harmless, junky fun. Kids love them. My kids love them. You know, I'll make my wife see this one with the kids since I've already seen it. But, you know, Steve Carell's very good. Kristen Wiig's very good. It's a good cast, and there are some funny moments.
That's the fourth iteration of Despicable Me, even though it's called Despicable Me 3. Before we let you go, let's get back to trivia now. We're going to be talking about Thelma and Louise and the story behind the making of that film in just a minute, directed by Ridley Scott, as I said. Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon, Thelma and Louise, as we said, but two other famous Hollywood stars, Rafer, were first envisioned to be in this film, and they wanted to be. They didn't wind up in the movie. Who are they?
You stumped me, but I'm going to do the SAT trick where I just throw out a guess because it's better than nothing. Julia Roberts and Nicole Kidman.
That's a little game theory. Excellent guesses, but both wrong. How about Jodie Foster and Michelle Pfeiffer?
Ah.
Originally had the first look at Thelma and Louise, and neither one of them wound up in the film. And we're going to be talking about that and more with the making of Thelma and Louise in just a minute. In the meantime, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.